I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Coming up, new guidelines for breast cancer screening divide the medical community and could leave millions of women confused about what's best for their health. We'll try to clarify all this in a moment. But first, we want to tell you about an ongoing battle between the Federal Trade Commission and the company behind that credit monitoring service, FreeCreditReport.com. Now, if you watch any TV at all, we bet you've seen those rather catchy ads. Three guys in pirate gear, in a barely functioning car, in a basement, singing about how their current financial burdens could have been avoided if they had only kept tabs on their credit score through the online service.
They say a man should always dress for the job he wants. So why am I dressed up like a pirate in this restaurant? It's all because some hacker stole my identity. Now I'm in here every evening serving chowder and iced tea. Should have gone to FreeCreditReport.com. I could have seen this coming at me like an atom bomb.
You get the idea. But what those guys are selling, the FTC is not buying. The FTC, which is an agency charged with protecting consumers and eliminating anti-competitive business practices, is taking issue with Experian, the credit reporting agency that owns FreeCreditReport.com, because the agency says the service really is not free. The agency says the company charges its customers for a service that is unneeded. And now the Trade Commission has launched a spoof of the Experian ads to push people toward the government-run site Annual. CreditReport.com.
AnnualCreditReport.com, the one you can depend upon. Beware of the others, there's always a catch. They claim to be free, but strings are attached. Their ads can be funny, so don't be deceived. Hold on to your money, there's one site you need.
Confused? Well, here to help sort things out is Ron Lieber. He writes the Your Money column for the New York Times. Also with us is Nat Wood, who is an assistant director in the Bureau of Consumer Protection at the Federal Trade Commission. He came up with the spoof ads. Welcome to the program. Welcome to you both.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you for having us.
First of all, Ron, if you just set the table for us, what's in a credit report and why do you need one? And I understand that there's an argument over whether who actually does need one, which we'll get to in a moment. But what's in it and why would you need one?
Well, a credit report is your sort of permanent record of your financial transactions over time. I mean, the most important things it contains is a record of the payments that you've made to lenders and perhaps people like cell phone companies and others, so that future lenders or people who might want to lend you money can see how you've performed in the past. So if you've been late, for instance, that will show up. Also things like bankruptcies and possibly arrests. It's basically everything that a lender would need to know in order to figure out whether they wanted to give you a loan and what sort of interest rate to charge.
So when do you want one?
It's definitely a good idea to get a hold of your credit report, preferably all three credit reports, because there are three major credit bureaus that keep reports on you before you're doing a big transaction, say taking a loan out for a home. That's, you know, one of the biggest financial transactions, maybe the biggest you'll ever make. And so you don't want to be surprised by what's on your credit report. So better to check it, you know, preferably months ahead of time, so that you can see if there are any errors and see if there's anything else you need to clean up.
So I logged on to the FreeCreditReport.com website, and there is a disclaimer there. It says, when you order your free report here, you'll begin your free trial membership in the Triple Advantage SM credit monitoring. And it says, if you don't cancel your membership within the 7-day trial period, you'll be billed $14.95 for each month that you continue your membership. So, Nat, what's wrong with that?
Well, I'm not sure that I would say that that's terrible, but it could be better. In fact, one of the reasons why that language is there and is so prominent is because of a past settlement with the Federal Trade Commission. What we've heard from consumers is that many still miss that, and they sign up for what they believe is a free service, and instead they're signed up for a paid service. So they do get access to their credit reports, but in the long run it's not free because they've been enrolled in a costly credit monitoring service.
As I understand it, one is eligible to have a free annual credit report through annualcreditreport.gov. How does that work?
Well, it may be useful to step back and think about why credit reports exist in the first place. And that's so that theoretically there's an objective way that financial companies can make a decision about whether to grant credit and enter into other financial transactions with people. So there's a useful reason why this information is collected. It's collected by private companies. There's no government database that fuels these credit reports are collected by national credit reporting companies, and there are three major ones of those. If you go to annualcreditreport.com, those companies will provide you with a snapshot of your financial record, your financial history, which is your credit report. this discussion is about whether that is truly free.
Now, Ron, why, and it might, this might be a silly question because I'm sitting here right now drinking a bottle of water when I could easily have walked to the water fountain and filled up my cup. So maybe it's a silly question, but why are people buying something that they can get for free?
Well, it could be happening for a number of reasons. It could be happening because they aren't aware that annualcreditreport.com exists. It also could be that they're vaguely aware that it exists and they're confusing the annualcreditreport.com site, which the, you know, the government sort of ordered into existence, with the freecreditreport.com site that Experian runs. And it's possible that Experian is capitalizing on those users' kind of sense of confusion about where the official place is to get the reports.
Well, Ron, you also write in your column, while the government has taken issue with the ads, it has had little to say about credit monitoring services themselves, a rapidly expanding niche approaching $1 billion in sales, for which millions of people have signed up, often unwittingly. The problem, say critics, is that most people don't really need it. Why not?
Well, here's the confusing thing here, right? I mean, what this company is advertising is a free credit report, right? That's what all the jingles are about. That's what the name is in the URL. That's what people think they're going there for. But what they're actually doing is selling a paid credit monitoring service, which is something that, you know, sends you alerts every time there's an important or significant change in your credit report that might impact how lenders see you. Oddly, though, the company has not, you know, in their television advertisements at least, talked or bragged about the monitoring service. All they're talking or bragging about is the free credit report, which is in fact available elsewhere. You know, I tried to take the company at its word and say, okay, well, actually what they're really selling here is a monitoring service. But this monitoring service, you know, do you really need to pay $15 a month for it? And that's where I tried to, you know, raise some new questions. You know, maybe for people who have been victims of identity theft, you might want to watch your credit on an everyday basis to see if somebody's opening, say, a new account in your name. But even for those folks, monitoring is not foolproof. There's all sorts of ways that people can steal your identity that would not show up on a credit report and would not be made known to you through a monitoring service.
And would this monitoring service give you all three credit reporting agencies or just the one they own?
It depends on the monitoring service. Some will give you all three and some will give you only the one that they own.
And now, can I just ask you, is the report that, let's set the monitoring aside, is the report that you can get from the free government site different from the report that you'd get by signing up with this agency?
No, it's exactly the same. It's the complete report. In fact, you're getting it from the same source. The companies themselves provide the information at annualcreditreport.com. So you may not have to pay for a credit monitoring service to pay close attention to your credit. You can stagger your orders for the free reports from annualcreditreport.com so that you get one every few months. If you are an identity theft victim and you've placed a fraud alert on your credit file, that entitles you to free copies of your credit reports as well.
How often?
You could get the free credit report from annualcreditreport.com. If you get one from each company each year, that's one every 4 months if you want to stagger them. The fraud alert credit reports you could get as frequently as every 90 days.
Now, I was looking for your ads, so I don't, to be honest with you, remember how I first saw them. Are the FTC's ads also available in the same place that the freecreditreport.com ads are available, which is to say just on television, widely available? Or do you have to go looking for them? Do you have to go online, for example, looking for them?
You have to go looking for them, and we hope people will share them with their friends. You can find them at ftc.gov/freereports or at our YouTube channel, youtube.com/ftcvideos. We try to make it as easy as possible for people to share them, but we don't have the big advertising budget to have them on pay TV.
Nat Wood is an assistant director in the Bureau of Consumer Protection at the Federal Trade Commission. He was kind enough to join us from his home office outside of Washington, D.C. Ron Lieber writes the Your Money column for the New York Times, and he joined us from New York. If you want to read Ron's articles that we've been talking about and see the link to the ads that we've been talking about, we'll have links on our website. Just go to npr.org, go to Programs, and click on Tell Me More. Gentlemen, thank you both so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.